My friend, have you ever been in the wilderness, spiritually speaking? You wonder where God is. You can't sense his presence. You wonder if the Lord hears from you. Sometimes you might even think that God is angry with you or there's some kind of sin in your life. No, my friend, it could be this, that God is simply leading you through the way of the wilderness. Why? Because that's where God is doing the sanctifying work in your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad you can join us today, and we are in the book of Exodus chapter 13, and I'll read verse 17. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. I would like to talk about that for a moment, about being led through the way of the wilderness, not the easy way, maybe the way that's not as close. Maybe it's a little bit harder, but yet it's the way that God has chosen. Now we see in our text that Moses had delivered the people of Israel by the hand of God. And my friend, once we are saved, the Lord puts each of us on a journey. It's a journey of faith. And this journey with God sometimes can be difficult. Sometimes the path that God may place us on is not easy. At times, it can be very challenging. We must also understand that whatever journey God may place us on, that he is there to help us through it. The grace of God is sufficient. God is sovereign. God is in control. And my friend, he knows what he's doing. And in the process of this journey, God is doing something. Well, what's he doing? I'm glad you asked. He is perfecting his children and preparing them for things ahead. Now, this verse might be familiar to you, but in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, and we know. Well, what do we know? That all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And we understand that God is working in us and through us, and it is the will of God that we be more like Christ, or we be Christ-like. And this was something that the children of Israel would have to learn, and it's something that we have to learn as well. You see, we might know this verse very well. Maybe we've memorized it. To some, it might be their favorite verse. But the question I need to ask you is this: are you willing to live it? Are you willing to allow God to work in your life? Let's stop and think about that for a moment. Even when it gets tough, even when it's hard, even when it's uncomfortable, when you don't get to have things the way that you want them. See, I find that Christians are good about talking, but when reality hits home, when the Word of God challenges us in some area that we need to change, suddenly we're in the valley of decision. Now, do we run and hide, or do we stay and allow the Lord to change us? Because not many are willing to accept the fact that there just might be something wrong with them. Not many are willing to accept the fact that they might need to change in some areas in their life. Or maybe they have some kind of fault with them and they don't want to admit it. See, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about coming to a place of humbling ourselves to complete leadership of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to have his way in our lives, allowing God to speak to our hearts, and allowing God to take us down a path that just might not be easy. My beloved, do we really want to be Christ-like? Do we really desire to be conformed to the image of Christ? I pray that you do. Exodus 13 and 18 says, so God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Have you ever been there before? Maybe you're there right now. Perhaps you're lonely. You feel lost, and you don't know if you even hear from God anymore or if he hears from you. Maybe you're there right now. My friend, God has a purpose by bringing you through, not the easy way, but the difficult way. And I pray that you will trust him in the process.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.